A few years ago, Lisa Roberts and her husband Jim needed money. She was running a gift basket company from home. Her sister in Ohio sent her some caramel corn. Roberts began making it in a 10x10 kitchen behind her house. It became the centerpiece of her baskets.
After the first Christmas that I used it, I said to my husband, you know, this tastes pretty good. Do you think anyone would buy it? Within 2 months, we moved into a 5,000 square foot building. Tillamook Cheese Factory was our first account.
Planetary Food Group now has $1 million in annual sales. About 600 stores carry Cosmos Caramel Corn. The crunchy snack is made from cornmeal. It's similar to a cheese puff, but with sweet flavors added, including chocolate, peppermint, and caramel.
They're making Grandma's Secret Cosmos right now, and Grandma's Secret was if you spread the caramel a little thinner, you can feed a lot more people.
In her West Eugene facility, Roberts points to a small stack of boxes.
This is all the stock I have. We make it, it goes out the door.
In 2008, Roberts was invited to be on the television shopping channel QVC.
I'm not nervous anymore. You know, 6 minutes in selling 24,000 bags is pretty cool.
Roberts has been on QVC 10 times and now has about 500 customers on auto delivery.
The recession hasn't hurt me.
Serrata Soy Foods was founded in 1977. They make two products, tofu and tempeh.
I don't think a shop like ours could have survived in any other town other than Eugene back then, back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Shavok Lambert has worked at Serrata for 32 years.
We had this kind of ready-made customer base, which I don't think it would have found anywhere else, and that sustained us for many years until it finally caught on in the supermarkets.
Each week, Serrata makes about 9,000 pounds of tofu. A worker sorts tan Midwest soybeans before they're cooked in a steamy industrial kitchen. The magic ingredient for tofu is magnesium chloride.
Ions in the magnesium will act as little magnets attracting the protein in the soy milk and binds them into little clumps. That creates the curds and the oil is separated out, creating the whey. The process is still pretty labor-intensive. Many shops just have kind of an automated process. They put the flakes in one end and the tofu comes out the other. But we prefer a process where there's more human involvement.
In 2009, Serrata had more than $1 million in sales and continues to grow about 5% a year. Part of what's driving that growth is tempeh made from fermented soybeans.
Tempeh is more like tofu was maybe in the late 80s, early 90s. I think a biggest hindrance has been people's first experience of tempeh with the restaurant or whatever didn't know how to make it properly.
Lambert likes to grate tempeh and add it to sauce. The tofu and tempeh is distributed only in the Pacific Northwest to keep Serrata's carbon footprint smaller. Recently, they experimented with soybeans grown in the Northwest to develop a locally grown source of organic non-GMO beans. Serrata has outlasted several other successful Eugene food makers. Emerald Valley Kitchen was sold in 2002. A natural foods distributor bought Rising Moon Organics in 2006. In May, Golden Temple sold its cereal division. That's not the plan at Springfield Creamery. It's family-owned and operated. Sue Kesey co-founded it in Springfield with her husband Chuck in 1960. They moved to their current 10-acre site near the Eugene Airport in the early 80s.
Today is cottage cheese packaging day. That happens on Wednesdays and Fridays normally, but every day we make yogurt.
Most of their products start with milk, delivered daily from farms within a 100-mile radius. They also make cream cheese, sour cream, kefir, and soy yogurt. They rely on some 55 employees to keep it going. Nicole Smith Wyland works in a delicious-smelling room.
We take fruit from a variety of sources as regional as possible, and we put it in these large cook vats, and we cook them to about 166 degrees, just like Grandma's jam, only big time.
This yogurt is going into incubators, warm rooms, where it will sit for about 7 hours from inoculation.
Springfield Creamery products are sold in all 50 states and Canada. The company has about $20 million in annual sales.
We believe that we were the first yogurt manufacturer in the U.S. to put probiotics in yogurt.
Cheryl Kesey Thompson is Chuck and Sue's daughter, a co-owner and VP of marketing.
My dad is the one that comes and checks the yogurt each night. He sacrifices a couple quarts and tastes them, and then he determines whether it has that tartness that is traditional in our product, and that tartness is the growth of your cultures.
Nancy Van Brash Hamren had been making yogurt at home when she was hired to be the creamery's bookkeeper in 1969. She's the namesake of Nancy's Yogurt.
Chuck said, let's try making your yogurt here at the creamery. We experimented with it, we added acidophilus, we added honey, we originally added vanilla, played with the butterfat, just kind of came to the original Nancy's Honey Yogurt.
When they first started making yogurt 40 years ago, they were broke.
Chuck said, and maybe Ken too, said, Grateful Dead will probably do a benefit concert. Let's go ask them. So we asked them, and they said, sure.
Oh, sing it to me.
The legendary 1972 concert took place in Veneta. 20,000 Deadheads showed up. The profits saved the creamery. In the early 90s, Chuck and Sue's son, Kit, started a concert company and co-produced Dead shows. About a month before the 94 Dead concert at Autzen Stadium, the creamery caught fire.
Standing there watching the creamery burn that night, and Kit saying, I'm going to have to cancel the shows. I can't do all this. And my mom said, no, you can't cancel. We need the money.
They were back making yogurt in about 3 weeks.
It was an endeavor.
This summer, Springfield Creamery is sponsoring a free concert of the Eugene Symphony.
And it's kind of our opportunity to give back to the arts that, who have been so kind to us all this time, too. So a little culture back to the community.
Yeah, it's a full circle piece there for us. So we're pleased to be able to do that.
For KLCC News, I'm Angela Keldner.